Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about structuring your loan to benefit you.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. And joining me today is Mark Brockett. Mark Brockett is a senior loan officer at Willamette Valley Home Loan Services on a North Delta off Beltline. Great location to stop in, talk a little about how to get money to buy a house. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
You bet, Marcia.
Let's talk a little bit about that. We have talked about the process, that a good conversation makes a lot of sense. It's better than an online lender in that you can do a real great job of matchmaking your borrower to financing that makes sense for them. Shorter term house, you'd structure differently than a long term house.
That's correct. That would depend on loan program, how you would price the loan. If you're going to be in a home short term, you might be not as concerned about interest rate. Whereas if you're going to be in the home long term, you're obviously going to be a little more concerned about, you know, what is my interest rate going to do down the road? That's one thing.
Interest rates are like bragging rights. But if you stand the interest rate alone by itself as your accomplishment in getting financing, no one knows how much you paid for that interest rate. It may have been a bad idea to take the lower rate, correct?
It could have been. It depends. Interest rates, are priced in intervals, up or down, and it depends on how much you want to pay for a particular rate. Obviously, the lower the rate, the possibility of paying more money in what they call closing costs.
So if you pay in closing costs, the concept is you have to make up for that with the benefit of this lower interest rate. If you're not going to be in the home long enough to make up the difference that you bought down with, you shouldn't have done that interest rate. So those conversations are critical, and you absolutely nail it on those conversations for matchmaking what makes sense. What are some of the other things in process that you see in discovery? How about mortgage insurance? What's that story?
Mortgage insurance is required on any government loan, VA or FHA, USDA. On conventional loans, any loan that has a loan to value above 80.01% of the purchase price or the appraised value requires mortgage insurance.
And so you're insuring the lender that you're not going to
default.
And that has a fee to it. So structuring that fee is important. And that's something also, if you're less than 20% down, have the conversation with Mark about how to structure that to minimize cost, but also do the right thing for your loan.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.